everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Marshall House in Savannah, Georgia. If you're interested in finding out more information about the hotel or other haunted locations around Savannah, check out our Savannah Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories. Today, we're going back to Gallatin, Tennessee to talk about the Enloe Center. Alan, can you tell us a little bit about this unique part of Gallatin Square?
Tucked away on the Gallatin Square, in between two businesses, is a long hallway leading to another hallway that consists of two floors. That is called the Enloe Center. In the 1980s and 90s, it was a small shopping center that had a karate studio, a hairstylist, and a few other businesses. But to really go into detail about the Enloe Center, we have to talk about a big problem that affected small towns in the 1800s, fire.
In the 19th century, a lot of cities were laid out with town squares and a majority of the buildings were made of wood. Typically, most buildings on the square were two stories. The first floor would be the storefront and the upstairs was where the store owner lived with his family. But back then, every family had a stove and several candles, and one spark could set an entire block on fire. This is what happened several times, and not just Gallatin, but all over the country in major cities such as Chicago and New Orleans. The west side of the Gallatin Square, that is located on North Water Avenue, burned to the ground several times. See, there were no codes back then, so when a wooden building burned down, they would just build it back up with another building. Fires were a big problem on squares until the early 20th century when people started using bricks instead of wood. Once buildings began to pop up made from bricks, fires weren't that big of a deal anymore.
But fire did return to the square in 2001 when a fire ripped through a building that was part of the Enloe Center. It trapped an elderly woman inside. As the fire ripped through the structure, it blocked the only exit, and the woman died from smoke inhalation. The shops on North Water that are still part of the old Enloe Center are believed to be haunted. For years, people who worked at 158 North Water, which is now a boutique that specializes in furniture, they've talked about feeling like they were being watched and that things would move around the store from time to time. In fact, the employees at the boutique have named the spirit E. Why did they name the ghost E? Well, the store owner keeps stencils around the shop so customers can paint and decorate their furniture.
On several occasions, the E stencil has been known to disappear only to turn up later behind a dresser. In fact, one night, the store had several ladies come in for a party, and they painted and decorated various pieces. They took a break, and when they came back, they couldn't find the E stencil, even though they had just been using it. The ladies looked around, and guess where they found it? Behind the dresser, like previous times.
Next door to the furniture store is a dog grooming business. Most mornings at 9 a.m., the front door will open 6 inches and the bell will ring. Employees used to chalk it up to delivery trucks or the wind until they noticed it happened at 9 o'clock on the dot every time. After hearing the story about the door, I was intrigued. I figured it had to be the wind or something else that caused the door to open. Well, I was wrong. The door is actually quite heavy and I had to really tug on it just to get it to open.
In addition to the door, employees have come in and found bare human footprints in their foam mats on the floor in the back room. Some have even heard something calling their name in the back. But employees don't just hear someone calling their names. They also hear children laughing and running behind the pet groomers in a long hallway that leads to an upstairs area as well as a back door.
One of the staff members at the dog groomers told me that one day she brought her young son into work and came in through the back entrance. As he walked in, he looked up to the second floor and said, "Do you see the babies up there?" A few weeks later, he told his mother he saw them again outside the building. When I wrote the book, Southern Ghost Stories, Ghost of Gallatin, I spent a lot of time in the hallway in the upstairs of the old Enloe Center. One afternoon, I took a local empath with me upstairs to see if we could get to the bottom of what was going on up there. As we walked around, we didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. We called out to it and asked if anyone was up there. At that moment, I heard what sounded like a small rock being thrown against a wall about 20 yards from where we were. When I ran over to where I heard the noise, I remarked that there was nothing there. And that's when the noise started coming from where I just was. The empath told me that whatever was up there was trying to play a trick on us. From what I gathered from talking to the empath, the upstairs of the old Inlow Center was at one time a brothel, since it was located so closely to the train tracks. The women could wave to the men to entice them to come see them after they reached their destination. During one of the fires, the brothel caught fire, and some of the women who worked there likely had children that didn't escape the blaze. That supposedly is the reason that children are heard there, running back and forth and laughing through parts of the building. I conducted a few ghost tours on the Gallatin Square last year, and on two of those, we had some strange things happen. As we walked down the hallway in the rear of the building, a local man asked me if it was haunted. I told him it was, and I was about to tell him the story. But before I could, he told me he felt something tap him on the shoulder as he made his way down the hallway. This happened again a few days later to another person I know fairly well. On another ghost tour, I was walking down the back hallway when a lady said, "Do you see that?" I told her I didn't, and I wasn't sure what she was talking about. She told me that she saw a blue light make its way through the door and then made a sharp turn to the left. Ironically, another lady told me she saw it too. I told him it was likely the headlights of a car, since there is a road behind the building that leads to a parking lot. I figured a car had pulled into the light while we were doing the tour. I walked over to the door, and I looked to see if I could figure out what caused the light, but I didn't see any cars in the parking lot. I really couldn't disprove what the ladies had said they had seen, but as we got ready to leave, the back door suddenly opened 3 or 4 inches and then shut all by itself. We all stood there just looking around at each other. Thinking that perhaps someone had gone through the front door of the hallway leading to the Inlow Center, I quickly raced to the front of the building, expecting to see someone coming in. Surely someone opened the door, which caused a vacuum that made the back door open and close. No one was there.
Many believe that the Gallatin Square is one of the most haunted places in Tennessee. If you'd like to learn more, check out our book, Southern Ghost Stories, Ghost of Gallatin, available at select retailers in Middle Tennessee as well as Amazon. Feel free to leave us a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. We'd love to hear about any creepy experiences you may have had, and we'd love to hear some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And check out our website, southernghoststories.com, and please subscribe and leave a 5-star review of the podcast. Now be sure to check out our Facebook page. We've got several events coming up in October, and we actually had one that sold out. The event on October 23rd at Nani's Bakery, the paranormal investigation we have lined up there, we sold every single ticket. So it looks like we'll be adding a second date on October 30th for that venue. Please check our Facebook page because we're still working out the details, but we should have an announcement coming pretty soon. Now check back with us next time as we head down south to talk about St. Louis Cemetery Number 1 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Next door to the furniture... You good?
Oh, are you laughing at me?
No.
I thought you messed up. I thought that was why.
You're just drinking water kind of loudly.
No louder than you eating ice cream. Some have even heard something calling their name in the back. But employees don't just hear someone calling their names. They also hear children laughing and running behind the pet groomers in a long hallway that leads to an upstairs area as well as a back door. How many times have you written back? The word back.
I don't know. How many times have you talked back?